Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ Belville with CannabisRadio.com, and joining us here at the desk, we have got another guest. It's Jamie from TD Mints. Hi, Jamie.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So TD Mints, does this mean we're scoring touchdowns?
I wish. I'm missing football.
Me too.
All right. But no, we're actually a confection company. We make handcrafted edibles.
I'm looking at your card here. We've got ganja goo, nugs, butterscotch, sticky lickies, and buds.
Yeah, those are a different assortment of chews that we do. We sort we have anywhere from butterscotch caramels, like a traditional salted caramel, all the way to taffies, different flavors, which range from about 100 milligrams. But we are getting ready to drop a 150 milligram banana taffy.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. Getting a lot of positive feedback on that.
Has getting into confections been something that was specific to getting into the marijuana industry, or had you always been making candies and such?
My boss, Stephen Walsh, he was actually a local community college teacher down in Flagstaff. And okay. He's actually the one who founded the company. He's more like the Walter White, and I'm kind of like the Jesse Pinkman of the operation. So he's a lot of the brains behind it. I'm really glad I ended up with this company when I wanted to get into the marijuana industry, because we're really trying to take this edible thing to a whole nother level.
That's great. And I also see on the card something about the CBD company. What's going
on?
Yes,
we also feature a CBD line of all of our product. Okay. Chews, capsules, just like that. Mostly everything that we do offer is candies. Our chews are really popular. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to do different than everybody else, because if you go around, check out a lot of these edible companies are just, they take existing product, sure, turn it into an edible and call themselves a candy maker, right, or you know, and that doesn't make you, that makes you a THC producer products, you know. Mm-hmm. But we handcraft everything. I like to point out our taffy's pulled on a hook. So, I mean, if you walked into a candy shop 50 years ago, we're doing the same techniques. Yeah, so it's fully infused product. We're not rolling, spraying, coating, anything like that. Okay. It's.
Do you infuse with, already processed oils, or how?
Yeah,
does that
work? We have a greenhouse on site. We're licensed through the medicine room. Mm-hmm. So we use BHO in our candy.
Okay.
And like I said, we all most of it's double dose, but we're getting ready to introduce a single dose sticky licky and a triple dose taffy. Just to kind of cater to more, you know, people who smoke a lot or consume a lot of edibles tend to say that. And they don't work as good, but we get a lot of positive feedback as to where our product is always on par. So
right on.
I like that, you know. It's nice to come out to the expo and know that we have fans out there, you know. It's
Isn't that
cool.
fun? How did you get involved with this? What brought you to this company?
I've been talking with the medicine room for quite some time, and finally, I interviewed with Steven, actually, and me and him got along real well, so he brought me on to the TD Mints company. And right now, we're kind of small, and we're trying to operate as much as we can and move as much product as we can. But like I said, I enjoy these other edible companies because they're just paving the way for us to kill it even more. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like it. I mean, as far as actual candy makers and there's not a lot out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So did you get involved with this? I mean, had cannabis always been a part of your life?
Yeah, I actually, I've always been interested in it. I had a mother who passed away from cancer when I was about 18, 19, and just the adversity she faced then, you know, I mean, scrutiny from doctors and people looking at her like she's
doing.
Had
she been using cannabis?
Yes. Okay. During her chemo, it was the only thing that would help her get any kind of sleep.
And this is before medical was
this
legal?
Was before even Colorado or California was doing it. It's been a while, and just sometimes the doctors would look at her and talk to her like they were disgusted or disappointed in her, like, how dare you come in here testing positive for marijuana? But you know, until you're sitting
there
and,
cancer, I mean,
exactly, you know, until you're sitting there watching your own mom, you know, cry, basically, you know. You can't ever make an assumption of what you would do and what you wouldn't do, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and how far we've come since then. Now.
Exactly. Now, I if my mom was still alive and she's seen all this, she would love it, you know, to be able to see that it's really benefiting people on a scale that the world's never, United States has never seen before anyway, you know?
Yeah, it sure is. And Okay, so TD Mints, give folks contact info, websites, that kind of information.
Cool. So like I said, we're based out of Winslow. We're based out of the Medicine Room Dispensary. It's Winslow, Arizona, just like the Eagles standing on the corner. You can contact us at tdmints.com. We have all our information there. You can email us. You have any questions, comments, also about the CBD company. If you have any questions there, we can get you contact info. Also, you can get us at facebook.com/TD Mints. And we'd be happy to answer any kind of questions. If you own a dispenser or anything, get you pricing guides, anything you need.
Awesome. What's the TD stand for?
It's Transcendental Mints. It's the company that my my boss started. Now, we do offer a mint and a gum in our CBD product.
Okay.
So, yeah, it kind of fits the scheme. And like I said, there's not a lot of real candy makers out there, so we try to play on that as much as we can.
Well, that sounds great. All right, well, check them out, TD Mints. You can find them tdmints.com, thecbdcompany.com, and TD Mints on Facebook. Jamie, thanks for joining us on Cannabis Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Good luck with everything. And stay tuned, folks. We'll have more interviews here from the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. Until then, we will get back to the music. And we will talk to you soon.